When President Bush visited Latin America recently, he voiced confidence in one of his closest allies in the region, Colombia's president, Álvaro Uribe. Uribe's administration is weathering its most serious scandal. Already, 9 former and current lawmakers, all close to Uribe, are in jail and charged with collaborating with a paramilitary group known for running death squads and smuggling cocaine. As NPR's Juan Ferrero reports from Bogota, the investigation into Uribe's government is widening.
Nearly every week here, Colombia's justice system uncovers new evidence of ties between public officials and paramilitaries. The paramilitaries were founded a generation ago by landowners and funded by drug trafficking. For years, they fought Marxist rebels. They killed thousands of peasants and left-wing activists, including union members, politicians, human rights workers, and even presidential candidates. Since 2003, thousands have disarmed in a government-run demobilization. Revelations have since surfaced about how deep the paramilitary tentacles went into Colombia's government and the military, and raised nettlesome questions about how to end those ties. Uribe says he has aggressively gone after those found involved with paramilitaries.
The world should know that this government is the first that has embarked in Colombia on a frontal fight to dismantle paramilitarism.
Yet, to spur the paramilitaries to disarm, Uribe's government offered a law criticized by the United Nations as a near amnesty to paramilitary commanders. It was the Constitutional Court that put teeth into that very law. And it's the local media and investigators from the Supreme Court and Attorney General's office that have uncovered how politicians helped paramilitaries take control of northern Colombia. The paramilitaries helped the politicians win office by making sure challengers kept out of the elections. Together, they then sacked institutions. Many Colombian analysts say Uribe has done little but resist the investigations. Cynthia Arnson of the Woodrow Wilson Center in Washington says the judicial system gets the credit.
It's very difficult at the same time for him to claim credit for the way the investigations have advanced. One gets the impression that he would rather see this whole thing go away.
So far, in addition to the 9 lawmakers jailed, 15 other current and former lawmakers are being investigated or sought in connection with the scandal. 3 governors have been implicated, one just this week. But perhaps most damaging for Uribe, the head of the intelligence service was charged with giving classified information to the paramilitaries. In Washington, Congress is watching the scandal as it considers more military aid and a free trade deal with Colombia. The Bush administration is watching, too. At a news conference on Sunday, President Bush addressed the issue.
I support a plan that says that there will be an independent judiciary analyzing every charge brought forth, and when someone is found guilty, there's punishment. That's the kind of plan I support. It happens to be the kind of plan the president supports.
No matter who gets the credit, what's clear is that the investigation continues to expand. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Bogota, Colombia.